And, Coach, thanks for making time for us. Congratulations on at least a share of the Federal League Championship to this point. But I know you want to win it outright on Friday night. What's the mindset of your team coming into that game to try and get that done?
You know, they want to be selfish. They want to own this outright. You know, we shared it a couple years ago, and we want to just take our turn with it. And, you know, the guys are working hard this week and taking it after everything. They're watching the film, doing what they need to do to be prepared to get that done.
Coach, I got to go back to right before your first game of the year. You lose Henny, your starting quarterback for the season. Did you think this was possible after you lost Henny, that you guys could possibly win this thing outright and go 8-2 in a season after your quarterback went down without even taking a snap?
No, that was a week by week. Okay, what do we got to do this week? How are we going to attack this week? You know, you lose the guy that you're building a plan around all year, and you know it takes all the snaps in the summer. You know, that's a gut punch. Somebody quoted that as saying, and it is. It's a gut punch for the team, gut punch for the coaching staff, and you know I just tip my hat to the coaches. You know, Mike Sigler, OC, Justin Soots, our run coordinator, offensive line guy. Those guys have done a nice job. They're come up with game plans and working with a young Carson Durlin, the quarterback, and you know the O line stepped up, and Luke Roach and Jack Baxter, Drew Logan, guys like that have stepped up and really done a nice job for us offensively.
Yeah, how does that affect the game plan, though, Coach? I mean, did you find yourself ready to throw the ball more before Henny goes down, and now you're a running team? Did you focus more on defense? How did it change your approach?
I leaned heavily on special teams. We're very fortunate there. Robbie Smart, our punter, kicker, and our coverage teams have done a nice job all year. And then obviously defensively as well, we wanted to limit the amount of the offensive reps the other team has. You play solid defense, get the three and outs, but also control the ball. You know, the run game is very important to win the time possession for the game. And, you know, we've been very fortunate to do that all year.
Three shutouts in a row in the middle of the season, Coach, really, I think, boosted the confidence of the entire team, but that defense as well. And the most you've given up in the last 6 weeks is 19 points. What's the key to this stellar defense?
You know, the defensive front, and especially the defensive line, you know, you got guys like Drew Logan and Mike Schimmick really getting after it and wreaking havoc on people. Brady Sullivan, interior, Christian Greco, those guys have done a great job. Your linebackers really stepped up. You know, we have a young Regualo, Luke Regualo in there at the middle, and Drew Roach and Jack McKelly on the outside backers have really stepped up as well. And, you know, I might as well mention Segner because they really stepped up last week and showed, hey, they can run with anybody, and they're doing a great job with Trey Martin. You know, Xander Bugera is just an electric athlete in all phases of the game. DJ Reed, also one of our receivers, plays corner. And Dalen Campbell stepped up and, you know, goes Roderick Mack and Anthony Gross. Those guys just stepped up, played great defense last week, and they've been doing that all year. They got better. After the Mansfield senior game, that group really came together and gotten better.
Coach, it sounds like, and we always hear, oh, it's a total team effort, but it really sounds like this 7-2 record, 5-0 in the Federal League right now, has been a complete team effort. Is this the most complete team you've had since you've been there?
Yeah, we've really had to take that on there. And, you know, we've always had some flashy pieces here and there, but, you know, with the defensive line stepping up and doing the thing they've done, they've allowed us to build a really good defense that complements our run game and our special team. So, yes, it's absolutely a complete team right now.
Coach, Kenny and I keep comparing this to rivalry week. And obviously, you know, you've got McKinley and Maslin on one side of things, and that's a Saturday afternoon game. Every year this time of year in Stark County, people start thinking, especially when they did it back the right way, last game of the regular season, St. Thomas and Central Catholic, we get that. Marquee matchup, in my opinion, this weekend is Jackson and Hoover. But it seems as though when we talk about rivals, everyone on your schedule is a rival of Hoover. How do you deal with it?
That's funny you mentioned it because I was just talking to a couple coaches today in the hallway. I was like, every week is a rivalry week for us. We get everyone's best ever, but it really is. You know, everyone, we're similar to a lot of the schools we play, but you know, week in and week out is a rivalry game, and it's unbelievable. And it is. You get everyone's best effort. It's a lot of fun, but it is intense. And you know, you got to get that intensity up each and every week. If not, that other team's ready to go, and you know, you're going to be left behind.
Carson Dryland is the quarterback who took over for Henny. Four touchdown passes, five interceptions. He's only thrown for 550 yards, Coach, but he's made steps each week. What do you like most about your sophomore quarterback that you're going to have for two more years after this year?
he handles the ball every snap. I know it's funny to say that for a quarterback, but as a sophomore and what we do offensively, he's making decisions on every play. You know, in the handoff, the reads, he's making accurate reads in the run game. He's keeping the ball. Last week, he ran the ball 20 times. So he's doing a lot of really good things that, as a sophomore quarterback, people don't understand. We're not in the eye. We don't just drop back, hand it off. You know, he's got to make a lot of decisions. He's really improved in that game, and we're real proud of his effort. And in the passing game, like I said, you want to load the box, we can throw the ball. You know, we just really haven't had to do that in the last few weeks, and you know, we need to do that. We will get that done.
Coach, I love looking down the names of some of these rosters, and we see the iconic names in high school football in Stark County, and your roster is littered with them, the Schimmicks, the Logans. How easy is it for you? How much easier does it make your job knowing you've got kids that are in your program that know what the heck they're doing?
No, it does. You guys, they get it. You know, that it factor. They know how to work. They know how to practice. They know the intensity that's needed. You know, it's a lot of fun to be around those guys, but you know, it's also a lot of fun to watch them work on a Friday night.
We're talking with the outstanding head coach with the Hoover Vikings, Brian Baum. His team is 7-2 overall this year, 5-0 in the Federal League. Should they beat Jackson on Friday night at home, they are outright Federal League champions. And coach, he mentioned one of the names, JT did, Logan. And Drew Logan, to me, and I've seen a lot of teams. We've done a lot of games already this year. I'll put him up with anybody in Stark County this year as one of the best players in all of Stark County. What does Drew Logan mean to this team?
You know, he's a presence, both offensively and defensively, whether he's at H-back or running back on the offense, whether it's at the DN spot on the defense. He's a presence. You have to know where he is on the field because he's an impact player.
Because the game we did earlier this year where you shut out McKinley, he was a one-man wrecking crew on offense and defense. He was our player of the game that night, and you don't feature him a lot, but I don't think that bothers him, does it? He just wants to win football games, doesn't he?
No, that's exactly it. He wants to do whatever it's taken on a team, and you know he knows his home's D end. And when I came to him and said, hey, you know, we're looking at some running back packages, he got a smile on his face. I ran the ball in peewee ball, and I was like, oh, that's why we're doing this. I remember you doing that. So, you know, it just gives you another guy to in your hammer package to tote the ball and you get someone else some reps. But also it puts a lot of pressure on defense. You got a big kid like that, 6'4", 250 pounds coming at you, can run like that. You know, he does a nice job stepping in there, and he's doing a really nice job reading holes and things like that. He's getting better as the year going on, and you know, I'm expecting him to break one eventually.
Coach, let's do a little film study here. You're watching the Jackson Polar Bears. What stands out? What poses your biggest problem?
Yeah, I really like Brendan Craig. He is a really good running back. I know he's the counting lead rusher right now. He's got wheels. We've got to make sure we get hats on him. And, you know, you take him away, and you know, they have another guy that can read well in the run game. And Geisinger, their quarterback, and he does a nice job also hitting open receivers. Does a good job in the RPO. So, you know, they're a balanced attack on offense. I know they run more than they throw. But you take that away, they're able to throw the football. And then defensively, I mean, they get after it. They run a 3-3 stack. And you know, Coach Rohr does a really nice job with that over there. And, you know, like I said, 99, he's a thumper there. The Sam linebacker does a good job. And, you know, their other backers are no slouches either. So it's a good defense. Like I said, good offense. It should be a good matchup Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one. We'll have it for everybody Friday night, 7 o'clock, right here on WHBC. I got to give a little love here to Luke Roach, your junior running back coach, 1,149 yards, 8 touchdowns. Has he hit the century mark in every game this year?
Yeah, yes, he has. You know, he's not the biggest kid out there, but he sure plays tough, and I'm real proud of his effort and what he's done. I went in the year, like, hey, I'm probably running back by committee, and you know, he just kind of took the bull by the horns and said, okay, I can get this done. And you know, early on, we were rotating the corner, trying to see if he could play a corner for us, and we had to take him out of there and like, okay, you know, you're going to get some totes this year. And you know, he gets a lot of carries that each week. You know, he gets himself ready mentally and physically and goes out there and gives his best effort on Friday night. Works really well with the offensive line and finds the open hole, follows his lead blockers. And, you know, I'm just proud of the effort the O-line and him have put together this year.
Brian Baum, our guest, Vikings head coach. What's the message to the team, Coach? You don't want to get them too fired up, but you also don't want them to come out flat. So what's the message to the team this week, knowing what's at stake here?
Now, we're treating it as a championship game. This is our championship. We go out there, and you know, I know, hey, we already put a banner. That's not what we're worried about. Right now, we're worried about that outright championship, and it's against your rivals. You know, it's time to step up, and you know, our guys are already fired up. They wish it was Friday night tonight.
Yeah, I bet they do, Coach. I bet they do, man. But it's only Tuesday, so two more days of practice and film study and getting that game plan ready. So give me the keys. If you are going to get that win against Jackson on Friday night and become outright Federal League champions this year, what are some of the keys for you guys?
Yeah, we've got to win the line of scrimmage on offense. Defensively, I'll say the same thing. We also have to limit their big plays, and we have to be the better team on special teams.
And you have a pretty good special teams player, don't you, in Robbie Smart?
Yeah, and they do too. So that'll be a nice battle between the two kicker types as well there. So it's just going to be an exciting game.
It is. What's his distance? I'm just curious. Do you know, like, does it go game by game based on the conditions, or do you have an idea of how far Robbie can boom one?
We have the base idea, and then we look at the conditions and, you know, what we feel good about. And, you know, he can get about 55 yarder in the right conditions, but, you know, he just like I said, this doesn't take much wind to get him there.
Yeah, he's got a heck of a leg. It's a heck of a weapon, and it wouldn't surprise me if this one came down to who has the ball last and kicks a game-winning field goal. That's how good both of these teams are in the computer rankings, in my rankings. I've got you number two in Ken's top 10. Jackson's number four, and big computer points for both teams here. Should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. We appreciate you making some time for us on a busy week, Coach. I'll see you on the sidelines on Friday night.
I look forward to it. Thanks for having me on, Kenny.
All right, there is Brian Ball.